D'Amico Ryans, Texans head coach, yesterday sharing the news that I think we all feared, that Stephon Diggs didn't look good on Sunday, and then holding out hope as the week kind of moved along and dragged on that, hey, maybe it's not as bad as we think. Nope, it is. It was a torn ACL, and Stephon Diggs done for the season. So bad news yesterday. You got to get right back on that horse, though, because it is a Thursday night game. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, the horse shows up early. Everything feels weird today. It feels kind of like a Friday. I was wondering why Captain Mickey wasn't on. You guys get an extended pregame show tomorrow, basically 7 hours, because we'll do 4 hours in the morning, and then Sean's going to MC a Halloween costume contest. That's not sarcasm. That's true.
No, that's up here. You won't get to watch that. That'll be
right. You won't. Well, somebody might stream it, and then we got the pregame show tomorrow, Thursday night football. And yeah, look. Luckily, you broke the news with the fake Adam Schefter account.
Fake
yesterday,
Schefter wound
24
up being
hours
right.
Ago.
Yeah, he wound up being right.
Right. Yeah. That it was probably an ACL, and it turns out it was so. Long term, I don't know. Maybe this means Stephon Diggs comes back at a discount next year, but whatever. The big question is, all right, Xavier Hutchinson, John Metchie, everybody else, Tank Dell, obviously, versus some very good cornerbacks for the New York Jets. And likewise, on the other side of the ball, there's questions. I guess, offensively and defensively, the Jets have big names. And the record is what it is, but I don't think this is a hard game to get up for, especially without Diggs, where guys are going to realize, wow, we're really under the gun here. And you look at the Jets roster, and there's stars and potential galore. They just haven't performed that way. But I don't think it's a hard one to get up for, even on a Thursday night.
No, you lost there last year. You were embarrassed there last year. It was your worst loss of the season.
Humiliated.
It was your worst loss of the season on the scoreboard, and Zach Wilson had his greatest day as a pro. Now, Zach Wilson's not involved anymore. It's whatever version of Aaron Rodgers this is a quarterback. But
yeah,
it shouldn't be a hard game to get up for. The Diggs news yesterday, you could tell, man, like between D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud, it took some starch out of him, man. And I thought this, Seth, back in during training camp, watching Diggs operate, and it felt like everybody was asked every day about Diggs' leadership because he was so present out there at training camp. He was so, you could feel him out there, you know what I mean? Like, he was walking around and he was doing his thing, coaching up teammates. His personality was very, very evident, and I, to the point where, you know how I am, I can't live in the moment. I'm always looking a month ahead, a year ahead, and I'm watching Diggs at training camp and I'm going, man, if this is just a 1 year thing, you're gonna feel his absence next year. I mean, they talked about it up in Buffalo in training camp this year, like, for all the drama that he brought, you feel his absence. I just didn't think it would be in week 9 that we would be talking about this.
No, you know what I mean? No, because he's been really, really durable.
Yes.
And yet, this is why people are, he's an aging wide receiver. It shouldn't be a huge surprise whenever an aging anybody starts getting injured more often. That's one of the risks you run when you trade for veterans.
Yeah.
I mean, the injuries amongst all ages, but for a guy that's been very, very durable in his career, this sometimes happens. So I don't regret the trade at all. I think it was a good move. I think that they haven't been able to capitalize on everything that could have been, especially when all three of those receivers were out there on the field together for a variety of reasons, but it had nothing to do with it. Had like any of that stagnancy had nothing to do with Stephon Diggs' personality, leadership, anything like that. He was a definite plus in terms of, I think, culture. People probably be surprised to learn that people in Houston think Stephon Diggs helped the culture. I think he was good for the culture. He's, as everybody says, he competes his butt off. Remember, you're on a team where C.J. Stroud thought last year that what a vet like Laremy Tunsil does is nothing extra. Like that's what you just kind of sit around and do your thing. Well, no, guys like Joe Mixon and Stephon Diggs bust their butts in practice.
Yes.
So for that reason alone, in establishing a culture, and then for the relative risk of him getting injured, that was all factored into it, and I'm glad he was on the team.
I am too. You know, there'll be people who parse out, was it worth a second round pick? Did you get a second round pick out of this? I'm with you. I have no regrets about the trade. That's all I care about. I hope he's around the team still as the season goes on. I hope he's on the bench on Sundays. You know, I don't know what if you have a torn ACL, Probably keep him away
from
the sideline.
It's hard. It's funny. Before you, sometimes with an ACL, it doesn't. It's kind of embarrassing almost because you have an ACL, but then you can walk around fine and everything. Your knee is loose and you can feel you can tell that you cannot do anything.
Yeah.
But you're walking around and people are like, hey, you look great. And you're like, what do you mean I look great? Oh, you think I'm a wimp? You think I'm a wimp? You think I could be out there?
No, you're just a fast healer, okay?
No, but that's before the surgery.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So with an ACL, they wait for the swelling to go down and everything, and you try to strengthen and keep your knee steady before you have the surgery. And then afterwards is where it gets tough. So I could honestly expect to see Stephon Diggs maybe around for the next week or two, depending on what he's going to do with his surgery. But then after the surgery, that's where it gets tricky.
Yeah,
it's just a pain in the butt to be in meetings or on your feet or anything.
I just hope he's around the team. Everybody you talk to, he's been a good influence in that building. And here's C.J. Stroud, who was pretty busted up about it yesterday. I thought he was very down about it. This is him talking about the leadership that Diggs brings.
Yeah, it's impacted us huge. You know, it's Steph has, you know, been somebody who, you know, you can lean on as a friend, as a teammate, as a brother. Somebody who gives you life advice, you know, and just somebody who's just an OG, just a vet, you know, that, you know, has played a lot of ball, you know, and lived a lot of life, you know. So I feel like, you know, if he's still around, he'll still be able to do those things. And, you know, it's just not fortunate for him, you know, that he was able, that he had to go through this.
Okay, so
the things that don't hit the stat sheet, Sean, are the times that Stephon Diggs leaned over to look at what tweet CJ was drafting, and Stephon said, "Hey, you know what, CJ? Maybe don't do the side eye emoji there at Bryce Young,
right.
Or just something like that. You know, I've been there, man. I've been there.
Yeah.
Maybe don't. Hey, CJ." Maybe don't randomly treat FOH and then with no comment about anything or anything else. It's just like, yeah, let's let it go.
Yeah.
So that's been invaluable in that regard.
Looked over and said, that's a lot of crypto that you're investing in right there. Maybe not, CJ. Maybe not.
Are you sure you want your name on that after party invitation?
That's
I know that's your junior high school classmate, but I don't know, man.
Easy.
They're having it at a morgue that they don't have actually legal access to. No, don't do it, CJ.
Don't do it. Yeah. So will he be around for advice like that moving forward? We hope so. So now it's time for the others to step up. Here's CJ Stroud on John Metchie and Xavier Hutchinson.
Metch and Hutch are two guys, you know, that, you know, Metch is considered in year three, but, you know, his rookie year was kind of last year with us. And, you know, I believe, you know, he's playing really good ball. You know, he made some big plays last game and, you know, is somebody who I just think needs his ops. And, you know, he'd be able to do a lot. And I've been able to spend a bunch of time with him. One of my best friends on the team, as you guys know. So, and Hutch is the same way. You know, Hutch is somebody who I came in with. I've been throwing routes on air with him for, you know, 2 years straight now. And, you know, I think, you know, our connection, you could see it last week grow and he'll continue to do better. So I'm excited to see those boys get the opportunities.
Okay, so a question on my podcast yesterday that I was kind of workshopping on there. Like, somebody asked the question, and I was kind of going through the answer in my head as I'm answering it on the podcast, so I want to bounce this off of you. Most of the snaps at wide receiver last game went to Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell. There's obviously all of Steph's snaps are available now there. Who do you think gets, like, Metchie, Xavier Hutchinson, Robert Woods? You got multiple tight ends.
Yeah.
How do you think they fill that void?
It's just, I don't know. It's a boring answer. It's like by committee. It's all of them.
It's the
tight ends especially.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, Joe Mixon as an outlet. Mm-hmm. Like all these things that they've been talking about that CJ's starting to really click with, I think, is that, and this is the exact same thing that Pat Mahomes went through a few years ago. Tyreek Hill's last year in Kansas City when teams decided to just take the top off the offense and everything. That was good. Even now without Nico Collins, teams aren't necessarily going to play that way, but CJ's really had to learn to take some of the easy money and distribute it underneath. They've got to get the ball to the tight ends. They've just got to distribute it more. I think that Xavier Hutchinson is the guy that most seamlessly fits in and is already ingrained in the offense.
Yeah.
And so I think that he probably gets the majority of the targets because CJ's got a trust level with him and that he hasn't been able to forge yet with John Metchie. But I do think that, look, the Jets play a boatload of man, And they've got really good cornerbacks. So this week, I think it's the tight ends and the running backs that you end up seeing get way more active.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I'm with you on Hutchinson and where he is kind of in the pecking order. I feel like functionally, maybe especially early on, that Robert Woods is the one that kind of fills what Diggs was actually doing for this team. Like Diggs,
yeah.
Diggs had 47 catches, 31 of them were for first downs. Like Diggs was an underneath chain mover for this team more than he was anything else. So my feeling was, I'm with you, Hutchinson's going to get more snaps. There's no question about it. I just felt like, man, for like what optically Steph was doing for this team, like you saw Woods do it twice in the game on Sunday against the, who the hell did they play? The Colts. Had a couple chain movers. So, yeah, that'll be one of the more intriguing things in this game tomorrow night is who fills that void and how do they do it? Like, there's definitely a void being left, for sure.
Yeah, I think Dalton Schultz gets 7 receptions.
Okay.
I don't know what the futures are on for him or anything, but I'm going to take the over on Schultzy.
That would be over whatever the total is for receptions for him, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
He's probably like 3.5 if I had
to guess. He's been targeted that many times in a game. He just didn't manage to come down with it.
It looked better in the last game for Schultz. He looked good.
Well, I got to break it down and see how much he was actually in pass protection last week versus the week before.
Yep.
And some of the things that I'll tell you what, it's really good that Robert Saleh got fired because, look, Saleh's got so much experience against Bobby Slowick individually in practice and everything. Like, all these things that, some of the things the Texans are doing right now to make up for the pass protection, Saleh's got answers for that. Ulrich, the new head coach, their defense has sucked since Robert Saleh left, so I don't worry about